The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on the Veritas Project, we embark on a riveting journey into the life of Marina Serén, a remarkable 23-year-old experiencer from Spain. At just 16, Marina's world transformed through profound experiences that challenged her understanding of reality. From encounters with extraterrestrial beings to channeling knowledge beyond this world, Marina's story is one of awe-inspiring transformation and discovery. Marina has traversed the realms of astral travel and engaged with diverse alien species, developing abilities that defy conventional science. Her path has not been easy. She has endured ET and military abductions, rigorous training as a super soldier in the secret space program, and survived the harrowing MK Ultra mind control programming. Now, Marina is dedicated to aiding humanity's evolution, guided by her connections with her extraterrestrial family and positive military factions. Her awareness of past lives, including roles in the Vril Secret Society and the Thula Society, adds another layer to her fascinating narrative. Tonight, prepare to have your mind expanded and your perceptions challenged as we explore Marina Serén's incredible experiences, the wisdom she has garnered, and the profound messages she brings to our world. This is a conversation you won't want to miss as we dive deep into the extraordinary and the unknown. Marina Serén is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And directly from Madrid, Spain, I'd like to welcome Marina Serén. Hello, Marina, and welcome to Veritas. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I'm good. Thank you for having me in your program.
My pleasure. It's really late where you are, and I really appreciate when my friends from all over on the other side of the pond stay awake so they can join us. So, Marina, I'm very curious. In 2016, you describe your experience as almost having your soul leave your body. I want to know what happened and what transformed your life when you were 16 years old.
Sure. So when I was 16 years old, I was in high school and I was very sure that I wanted to become a physicist because physics is the way that we have to understand the structure of existence and the universe. And that was my passion and my curiosity. And that led me into studying and researching metaphysics, mostly the pineal gland and DMT, which is a molecule that is related to all of these paranormal activity experiences, such as astral projection. And I remember that when I was studying dead matter and the double slit experiment, all of those things started to crystallize and solidify my brain. And I was starting to feel as if I was remembering the information rather than gaining it from somewhere else. And I started to receive a very big amount of information, like downloads of information into my consciousness that I didn't even know where they were coming from, because it was like reading a book without having that book, you know, in front of your eyes. And at that moment, too, I remember that I felt the urge to meditate in my room. And just in 3 seconds, without even getting into any sort of trance, I was starting to feel energies. And it was very... it was like an out-of-body experience and an astral projection, but I was resisting a lot that experience to go on because I felt that I was being attacked, that it could be negative beings. So nevertheless, I continued and the path of research and of that matters. And that really, I think that experience is what it started everything, you know, like feeling as if I was a soul energy instead of a body, a physical body. And even though I still resist these kinds of experiences, I get to read more and more about positive beings on the other side of this dimension or reality, let's say. And I started to take, you know, on more meditation, let's say, experiences or whatever. And I got into ET contact. I got to see UFOs. I got to remember information. And I was very fascinated. And I felt, again, I felt that I was remembering. I didn't feel as if I was gaining more new information. It was like, oh, this is something that we all know. It felt very strange, but that triggered everything for me.
Before you were 16 years old, did you know that this was going to be the path you were going to take? Did you have any ET experiences? And when did you find out, and correct me if I'm wrong, you consider yourself to be a hybrid, am I right?
Well, I consider that everybody's a hybrid, but parting from that point, I do believe that the beings that have a higher percentage of ET DNA instead of hominid DNA are considered to be a hybrid as a label, let's say, as a way to people, for other people to understand where they are at in terms of their genetic gene pool. But I do not use the term hybrid as to like the, let's say, the most technical and correct definition of that term for me or anybody, because hybrid means 50% and 50% different species DNA mixed up together. And that's not the case for anybody here. So I use it as a way to define that I do have a higher percentage of ET DNA, but I'm not 50%, 50% alien or human. That's not the case for anybody here.
When do you actually realize that you had that DNA, and how, what changed in your life? Did your parents know about this? Is there lineage within your parents that led you to this, or is this something that happened just to you?
Well, since I was like, I will say very small, like 7 years old or something, I felt that I was not from here, that my soul was not from this planet. And I will tell my parents, and my parents will feel, you know, they will think that it is something that every kid could say just for, you know, having fun or, you know, exploring, you know, their imagination or creativity. And I remember that I will be so serious that they will get scared. And I will say, well, I teleported to the womb of my mom. And when I became that technical, they obviously thought that I was probably weird or I was being, it was odd for a child, right, to say that. But I felt that when I was a child, and I will say that, you know, with no filter, but when I was 13 years old or approximately like adolescent or teenage, I remember that I started to feel again that there was something with my DNA and my lineage that was different from an average human. I always had that feeling within me. And I knew that I felt that in the future, something related to ETs, something related to paranormal stuff or abductions will come up into my life, and that I will be dedicating my full attention to that. And then, you know, in 2016, that shift happened. So
I see the pendant that you wear. I mean, it's under your clothes right now, but I can see that you wear it all the time. That one,
yes.
The Vril. Tell me, what's your connection with the Vril?
So in 2019 or 18, no, actually, it was a little bit earlier. I had a boyfriend that was very aware of these German secret occult societies. And I do remember that I was having a strange dreams at that time, in which it was like very real. And I was having what's called past life regressions and past life therapies, like regressive therapies, it's called. So I remember that at that time, I had a dream in which I saw a member of the SS, which is one of my past lives too. And he was in World War II, and he was talking to his wife, and there was a child in there too. And I got shown that person, that incarnation, and I realized that I was him, you know, that I was, that was my most recent incarnation. And then when I stepped back from that scenario, I saw a gigantic wall that said Maria Orsic in capital letters. And I reached out to my boyfriend, and he will tell me about Maria Orsic because he knew who she was. And he explained to me about the Vril Society and about the mediums of this Vril metaphysical research group and also the Thule Society. And then I got a past life regression again with inner therapy. And I realized that I had two incarnations during the 20th century and they coexist together because time is not linear. So I have two incarnations in the Reich and related to German history, related to that side of the war, let's say. And in one of them, I saw myself as a real maiden. And in another one, I saw myself as an SS officer or general.
So for those who don't know what the real society was and who Maria Orsic was, can you explain a little bit?
Sure. Maria Orsic was a psychic medium that was from Austria originally, but she was told to go to Germany by some ET beings that she became in contact with when she was very young, which are the Nordics from Aldebaran. Some people call them Anunnaki and some people call them Pleiadian, but it's actually the same term, but in different context. And so she was told that she needed to go to Germany to start a society that was called Real. And she started channeling very important information about anti-gravity technology and metaphysical knowledge regarding Aryanism or regarding the Aryan race and superhuman powers, basically, which is real energy. It's basically the term that we use here in Europe that is equivalent to in Asia, the term Qi or Prana. It's that universal energy that anybody can channel in order to translate it into any form of energy, like electricity or electromagnetism. In fact, there is a book that is called The Vrilya, The Coming Race, that talks about an inner Earth civilization of beings that master this energy and can utilize it in various forms for attacking enemies, to healing themselves, to powering their own electrical or devices. They can do anything with this energy. And so that's where everything comes, really, the term and the word. That's why the symbol is a V. It's coming from that race, from that species, from that term that it was written in that novel for the first time in the world. And it's a thunderbolt, because obviously it's represented energy, electricity, electromagnetism, and electromagnetism, but also the Sigh rune, which is associated with the sun and with victory and obviously with this form of energy.
The Vril Gesellschaft, that's how it's known, I believe. And Maria Orsic, she vanished after World War II. There's a lot of speculation that she could have moved to Antarctica or somewhere else. What do you think happened with her? And I don't know if I heard this from you or someone else who says that she's still alive.
Yes, that is correct. I did say that she's still alive, because when I was having my past life regressions and I realized that I took part in this real Gesellschaft, they became in contact with me because they understood that it was important for me and other members of the real reincarnated to understand who they were in a past life, so that all that information that they have in their DNA, it can be channeled back in this incarnation so that they get the downloads of knowledge that they need in order to continue that mission. So there's a lot of people that are obviously saying crazy lies about the real and about that period of time in history on purpose, because they're being guided by other deceiving entities to hide that part of history from people or to manipulate it so that people don't understand the true essence of those societies and their mission here on Earth. So, because there's so much knowledge and power in those books, in those societies, in that part of history, and it will change the world if the world knew about them. They want to hide it. So I understand that they reach out to me again so that I will remember, so that I will keep continuing this mission that I have with them on helping the world.
Now, let's go back now. I don't mean to stay with Germany for a moment, but this is really fascinating, because a lot of people think that these societies vanished after World War II, and that is not the case. Let's go to Rudolf von Sebottendorf. Yeah, he's the founder of the Thule Society. Tell us about the Thule Society and your involvement.
Sure. So when I was involved in the Thule Society, it was in my most recent incarnation. post the Frail Maiden one, and I was an SS general within the Schutzstaffel. I was a Brigadeführer, which means general, I mean brigade of the brigade of the army, you know. And when I was in this position, I was part not only of the Thule Society, but also the Anhenerve, which was a more secret society, but more, I think it's lesser, I think the Thule one is lesser known by the public right now. But the Anhenerve basically was about mostly the studying the relics of Aryans, such as the Holy Grail or even Arthurian, Arthuric mythologies. But also, it was mostly about recovering the information about the origins of the Aryan race. And the Thule Society was basically very involved in the metaphysical knowledge of ancient Hyperborea, Gnostic knowledge about the ancient Hyperboreans, and very deep metaphysics involving also Vril and very advanced technology that once the great Aryans had, you know, in places like specifically Thule. Or Ultima Thule, and that's why that's the name of the society. That's why they pick up that word, because Thule was the capital of Hyperborea.
Interesting. Also, I'm glad you mentioned the Anhenerve, the German Ancestral Heritage Society for the Study of Ancient Intellectual History. Again, one of those institutions that we're told is gone. But I remember about 10 years ago, one of our guests summoned me, Marina, to a Native American reservation that only with permission can I go in. So he summoned me there to a secret location, and he showed me a ring. And I said, you know, what is that ring? He says, this is the Anhenerve. The Anhenerve is still alive, and I'm a member of it. And if you've seen folks' pictures of, you know, the SS and so on, going to different places around the world looking for ancient documents, you know, Tibet, and what do you think... Let me try to articulate this the best I can. But the Allies, when they went to Peenemünde and they found all these exotic technology there, I sometimes wonder, why didn't Hitler win the war with all this technology? But do you think that a lot of this technology came from these books and documents that they found through the Anhenerve?
The technology itself came from the secret societies like Thule and Vril, who were channeling antiquarian knowledge and the theoretics, physical theories on how to basically have the base for constructing those flying saucers or the Hannibal project, for example. So it didn't really came from the Anhenerve, like as like the technology, but it's true that the Anhenerve was very involved in esoteric Aryan relics, as I was saying, such as the Holy Grail and Arthuric legends and mythologies and the Ark and the Emerald Tablets, you know, all these different relics that are very known for having metaphysical powers that someone could tell that is similar to very advanced technology, because at the end of the day, very advanced technology is directly connected to metaphysical powers or abilities or anything that is to it, you know, that is electromagnetic at the end of the day. But yeah, it's true that they went to Tibet and India and even Spain or many parts around the world because they wanted to know more about this ancient history of the world, not just the German heritage, because they are very aware of who they are as a people. So they call themselves the Deutsch people, or they don't count themselves Germans anymore, at least in the programs that I'm in, that there are, let's say, that I can find these peoples that come from these societies, you know. And yeah, they're very aware of who they are, but they are also aware of their connections to great civilizations such as Hyperborea, Atlantis, and they know that their origins are also to be traced in places like this part of Asia, as they were going to Nepal and India. So, of course, it's the ancient Aryans. They know about the migrations of these peoples, and there are many documents that obviously show how there is a direct correlation in between them and these other races within the Indo-European gene pool. Or,
you know, we've seen a lot of symbols that the powers that want to be continue to put forward so that we can erase the meanings of before. I remember growing up, I used to love the rain. Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.